You ready to play? To discover, grow, learn, apply, manifest, and activate your positive superpowers? Your mind, body, and spirit has been waiting to play. Welcome to the Positive Playground Podcast, the place with all the answers to the life test. The bell has rung. It's playtime with your teacher and host, Tony Lucero.
All right, everybody, another episode of the Positive Playground, and I'm so excited about this topic. This is a topic that resonates so deeply with me, and it's a topic that a lot of people, you know, they go, well, Tony, I have been, and we're going to talk about movement. So have you been moving? Have you been moving and shaking? Have you been keeping your body active, your mind active, your spirit active, your soul active? Have you been keeping your lifestyle active? Right. And the way that I've stayed positive over the years, and I got to tell you, it's different times in my life. I wasn't so positive about movement. I used to work at a gym. I used to manage a gym in California. And the last thing I wanted to do was work out, you know, being around a gym all day long. So we're going to talk about the importance of movement, how you can bring movement into your life to create positivity, to create growth, to create things beyond soreness. We're going to talk about beyond soreness and how important it is, right? We need to always be exercising our mind, our brains, our bodies, our spirits. We need to be constantly in a state of movement and exercise. So, and we have to be consistent. So if you look at yourself right now, if you look at your body right now, you look at the state of your health right now from a physical perspective, everything you've done up until this point in your life, everything. So the way you look, the way you feel, that what you see, a lot of that is a residual effect of the decisions you've made in your past, right? So if we're someone that loves sweets, or someone that loves bread, or someone that loves, you know, eating late nights and things like that, like our body over a period of time becomes a residual effect of that, of how we're treating it. And if we're not exercising, we're doing those things, and we're going to have challenges. So the whole goal of maintaining a positive lifestyle and having this positive mentality is just to do something every day. It doesn't have to be a lot, but the key is be moving something, exercising something every single day, whether you're exercising your mind, exercising your body, exercising your knowledge, whatever that may be. We need to make sure that we're constantly in a state of movement. And in that movement, some great, great things can happen. And it's crazy because a lot of times when I'm working with people, is, you know, there's a time in our life we get so busy. Tony, I'm so busy. You have no idea how busy I've been. I've got kids, and I got a career, and I got a husband, or I got a significant other, or whatever. And I'm just too busy. And in that, well, therein lies a lot of challenges, because it's very difficult to, once you've had that habit, or that daily activity of being busy, and you've sold yourself on that idea that you are busy, then what happens is, to add something else in your busyness, it just is overwhelming. So if I'm already busy, and I have not done these things in a while, I've not exercised my brain in a while because I've been so busy, and I've not exercised my physical body in a while because I've been so busy, then what happens is your mind and your body, which are connected, in your soul and your spirit, that all connected, they all start to buy into that. So whatever you're telling it, whatever you're expressing or not expressing, that's the story that yourself is buying into. And so the idea now of, in that state of busyness, in that state of, you know, I don't even have time even to sleep, I'm so busy. In that state, then it's going to be very difficult for you to incorporate movement as part of your daily routine. I'm here to tell you, you have to do it. So it doesn't have to be a lot, but you have to start that process. You have to literally block it in. You literally have to make an appointment. You know, my wife is very, very busy. She's in real estate, and she's just doing amazing. She's busy, and she's driving, and she's seeing clients. She's going to the office. She's doing this. She's at closing. She's doing all these things, but she is still taking time out, no matter what, to make sure that she's maintaining what she's worked so hard for, which is her mental state, her physical state. And she does that through exercise. She does that through sweating. She does that through, you know, different things that she does. So whether it be walks here on our property, whatever she's doing, but she makes sure that she incorporates that, which I'm really proud of her doing that, because there was a time that she wasn't like that. And there was a time that I wasn't like that because we were so busy building and creating and doing all moving and traveling and all these things. So we need to make sure that as we move through our life, as we go through, you know, the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows of whatever's going on, that we are honoring ourselves, and you guys have heard me say this before, at the highest and deepest level. And we do that by making sure that our physical self is strong, or we're working towards it to become stronger and stronger and stronger. We don't want to get older and more frail. We want to make sure that as we get older, that we're maintaining strength and we're doing things, right? So we want to make sure that you are doing things, but you're going to have to put a different perspective on it. You're going to put a positive spin on it, because if you don't, then it's going to be one of the, it's going to be like, oh my God, I got to go to the gym today. Oh, my friend keeps calling me about doing yoga, and I hate doing yoga because I'm always sore and I always hurt myself. And so we have to do it with a different lens now. And that is, we want to consider our playtime. We want to make sure that that exercise becomes the movement that's required for our bodies to release anything that may no longer serve us, to let go, to detoxify, to cleanse out through our pores, through sweat, whatever, to get that all that out. You know, I have a lot of friends of mine that go to the gym, and their therapy has become the gym. And because that's where they work out, that's where, you know, they're moving heavy weights and they're, you know, they're sweating, they're maybe dealing with the customer from the day before, and like, oh my gosh, I just got to get to the gym and work it all out. And this becomes therapy for people. It becomes their peaceful place or their happy place. So as we begin that process, you have to ask yourself, in fact, just right now, just do a mental inventory of last week. How many times did you physically exercise last week? How many times did you do it? Did you do it once? Did you not do it at all? Go back to maybe 2 weeks. How many times have you physically went to the gym, went on a walk, you know, shut your phone off, got out in nature, you know, stood by the, you know, went down to the beach or climbed a mountain and just sat? You know, remember, we're exercising our physical self, and we also are exercising our mental self as well when we do these things. So we're literally telling the universe, time out, this is my time, and it's important that I'm checking in and that I'm moving through anything that needs to be worked on or, you know, released from myself. So movement is so very important. And if you've done movement in the past, again, I remember I worked at a gym, and the last thing I wanted to do was to work out at that gym. So I had to find other ways to create movement. And bike riding was big for me. When I lived in California, I had a bike, and I would just go for miles on the bike. I never liked to run. I think running is, for me, I've looked at running many, many different ways. I've actually run 2 marathons. I've looked at running so many different ways, and I have nothing positive to say about running. It's just not my thing. So, but I always found other ways, like a bicycle or skateboard or rollerblades or something like that, right? Right now I have this electric unicycle it's a one wheel, and it's electric, and I can, you know, zip all over the place on it. So what is it for you that is giving you that checkout time, literally where you're checked out, and you are spending time with you exercising, being intentional, being present and exercising and doing those things that you need to do, okay? It's important that you do these things. You have to develop this positive energy around exercising, because when you do that, you're gonna look forward to it. And it's always frustrating for people, especially people that I work with, you know, it's like to get back in it. Oh, I got to get back in it. I got to get back in the gym. I got to, you know, there was a time I used to run. There was a time I used to ride my bike a lot. Like, I've got these 3 mountain bikes in my garage that I've never even used before. So that whole process, you have to put yourself and make sure that you become a priority as you move through the day. And by doing that, you'll start to feel better. You start to feel, man, I worked out today. You know, a lot of people, when they go work out, let's say, okay, tomorrow's the day they're starting. And they wake up and they go, oh my gosh, it's so early. I don't know. And they work out, and they might be sore in the afternoon. But, you know, a couple days goes by and you start going, man, I worked out today. Man, my workout felt really good today. Hey, you know what? I've noticed some changes in my body today. You know, I didn't even know. Look, what is that right there? Is that a rib or is that a muscle? What is that? And we start to feel good about that work that we're doing, that movement, that yoga, the running, the walks with nature, the whatever that is for you, so very important. And as you develop this new skill, this new habit, then what happens is everything around you starts to shift. Energetically, things around you start to shift as well. You know, you'll notice that your attitude is different. You might be more positive, and people start to notice. They start to go, "Oh my gosh, Tony, what are you doing, man? You're looking really good." Or, "Hey, Mary, what's like? You just been like bebopping and going on," and you'll go, "You know what? I'm working out again. I'm exercising again. I started breath work again. I've been meditating. I started a new hobby. I'm biking. I've got this goal that I'm going to run a 5K or a half marathon." Whatever that is, just that idea and talking about it brings this sense of accomplishment, brings a positive feeling versus talking about other things, like talking about news and talking about, you know, did you hear what happened? That, like, all that stuff. So it is a conversation piece, which boosts your spirit, boosts your energy, just talking about it. And it's again, your body is welcoming that. It might not initially because, you know, you've been maybe stagnant for a while, or maybe you're doing a new exercise. I know when I used to play tennis a lot, and my buddy would say, "Hey, let's go play racquetball." And I'd go play racquetball. And for a week, like, the whole right side of my body felt like it was detached. It was like, where is all this pain coming from? Where's all this lactic acid coming from? When I do yoga, if I don't do yoga for a while, which, man, it's sometimes I get in this yoga click and I'm doing it 3 times a week. And then sometimes I go, you know, 3 months without doing it. And then when I do it after 3 months, it's just amazing how sore I can get just by stretching and breathing and things like that. So what it tells me is that my body needs to be moving. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to develop a thirst, develop a desire, put a positive spin on exercising. I want you to look in the mirror and go, "Hey, what would be a great exercise for me right now?" Right? So look in the mirror and go, "What would be a great exercise? What would be that thing that I should start doing again?" Ask that question. Don't go, "Well, I guess I got to get a gym membership." No, ask yourself, "Hey, what would be a great exercise for me to do right now? What would be a great new skill or hobby that I can get into that would be exciting, that I would enjoy doing and enjoy learning? What would that be?" And it will surprise you what the answer is going to be. It could be something as like, "Hey, you know what? I don't know what it's going to be." And all of a sudden, you know, you're going throughout the day, and all of a sudden your buddy calls you and says, "Hey, man, you want to go shoot some hoops? You want to play some basketball? You want to go do this? You want to go do that?" And you're like, "Yeah, why not?" And so maybe that might be your answer. But you ask the question, hey, body, hey, mind, hey, Tony, hey, Mary, hey, Steve, you know, look in the mirror. Hey, you that I'm looking at, what would be something great from an exercise standpoint that you would enjoy doing, that you would enjoy doing, that you would enjoy doing, that you would enjoy doing? Come from that perspective. Come from that place. Okay? Don't go, "Oh, I guess I gotta go do yoga. I guess I should probably go start doing yoga again." Well, it's different frequency. "Oh, I guess I gotta do yoga again," versus going, "You know what? Hey, what is that exercise or what is that movement that my body would be so welcome to begin again or start or learn? What would that be?" And just kind of feel what that might be for you. It could very well surprise you what that answer ends up being. Or, you know what, the second you do it, all of a sudden your phone rings and now you get a buddy says, "Hey, man, we're going to go blah, blah. We're going to play volleyball. Are you free on Tuesday? Are you free on Saturday? Can you come with us? Hey, we're going to go hiking. Hey, we're going to go swimming. Hey, we're going to go play golf." Whatever that is. I don't know what that is for you, but you got to ask the question, "Hey, you, hey, body, hey, mind, what is the thing you want me to do from an exercise? What can I do to create movement? What type of movement do you want me to experience?" And you'd be surprised. Something as simple as 10 push-ups, 15 sit-ups, a couple jumping jacks. I don't know. Anything is something. Anything is better than nothing. And then you ask yourself again, "Hey, body, mind, Tony, what would be a good thing to create movement and energy right now?" And you'd be surprised. You might find yourself on YouTube, go, you know, typing in great workouts, and you're going to find something like a maybe a nitric oxide exercise that I do. You might find breath work. You might find, you know, some really unique, quick, you know, HIIT program, which is, you know, a series of interval training where you do something for 20 seconds and you rest for 10 seconds. You do something for 20 seconds. One of those things. I don't know what it is, but it's important you start asking the question. And you're asking it from a place of strength, of confidence, of love, of peace, of joy, of wisdom. And you're asking it saying, hey, heart, hey, body, hey, mind, hey, spirit, what movement? What movement? How do you want me to play today? Like, what type of play time should I be doing today? And just see what happens. See what comes to the surface. And it, more cases than not, it will surprise you. It will completely surprise you of what that potentially is going to be. And that's the beauty of it. You don't have to do the same thing every day. You know, some of the best cool workouts there are these ones where my wife goes this one, and every time she shows up, it's something different. So you don't get locked into, oh, it's this, these types of routines, or it's these types of movements. So what is it for you? Make yourself a priority. You're going to find that you're going to begin to enjoy that, especially when you start to notice the physical changes. And you might not notice them right out of the gate. I have a lot of friends that have that help lose weight. And as they lose weight, they really don't see it. You know, the scale might say something, but they really don't see it. And sometimes you go a couple weeks without seeing this person, they've lost 10 pounds. They've lost 15 pounds. And you see them, you're like, oh my gosh, David, look at you. Look how amazing. Like, your face, your neck, your, like, your skin, everything. What are you doing? You know? And so this, again, creates this positive thing. We're like, hey, you know what? And then you start feeling good telling your story. Well, you know what? I started working out again. I got involved in this new thing. I'm actually at this rowing club, or I joined a running club, or I'm whatever it is. But just that conversation, and because of its newness, its freshness, is going to create wonderful things happening all around you, right? So not only will you start to feel better, you got to get through that. You've got to get through all that mind stuff, though. You got to get through all the head games that you're going to play along the way, which is, oh my God, I'm too tired. I don't want to get up a half hour early or 15 minutes early. Yeah, I'll just do my push-ups later. But you got to get out of that. That's a lot of what I call we. That's a lot of wasted energy, right? So we don't want to we on ourselves. We want to make sure that we've got movement. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to make sure that every day, and I don't care if it's 5 minutes, but every day you are doing something with regards to movement. Every day you're doing something with regards to exercising your mind, your body, and your spirit. So one day you could be exercising your mind, and that's literally doing 5 minutes of meditation, 5 minutes of sitting still, being quiet, and just doing nothing. Your phone is out of the room, and you're just there enjoying the peace and the quiet for 5 minutes, and that growth for 5 minutes, okay? Another thing, maybe the next day or maybe that afternoon, you go, hey, from 1 o'clock to 1:30, I have nothing going on. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to the park. I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to go do something. And you go do it. It's time outside. And again, I want you to do all this, if at all possible, without your phone. I want you to detach and unplug from that. I want you to be present. And I want you to be observant of the things around you, the noises that you hear, the people that you see, all these beautiful things, right? Whatever that is, you've got to block it off. Put it in your calendar. Put it in your phone. Make it an alarm. So let's say you've got a busy day today. Let's say today's Thursday. Busy days on Thursday, didn't get up in time to do your stuff, but that's okay. You set an alarm for 5:18. Okay, so you know you're going to be well at home, whatever the case would be. So at 5:18, you set an alarm. It says, movement, !! Right? And you look at that and go, okay, heart, body, soul, Tony, Dave, whatever your name is, what movement should I be doing right now? What movement would be great for me that I'm going to enjoy right now? What movement would that be? And just sit and listen for a second, feel it, and go, you know what? I'm going to go outside. I'm going to do push-ups. I'm going to jump on YouTube, and I'm going to find a 10-minute home workout. You guys, there are thousands of them. I do them every single day. Like, I'll just go on YouTube. I'll type in 15-minute, 20-minute, 30-minute full body workout, breath work, yoga, stretching, pick something. It does not matter. Just pick something and do it. And the crazy thing about exercise, too, exercise is contagious in the house. Your spouse will see it, your kids might see it, and they might join you. I have three dogs. I literally sometimes have to put the dogs in a separate room and shut the door, because if I don't do that, the dogs are laying on my yoga mat. I go to, you know, lay down on it and start doing sit-ups, and all of a sudden one will jump up on my chest, the other one is licking my feet. I mean, it's like crazy. But the good thing about it is they love when I exercise, and I have these such great feelings and memories. And every time I exercise, I have this great experience. You know, I just had this great experience of exercising. So I want you to have that as well. I want you to have this great experience of exercising. Positive spin on it. Ask yourself, hey, body, mind, spirit, brain, heart, what movement do you want me to do right now that I'm going to thoroughly enjoy and be excited about? Not, oh gosh, I got to work out. Hey, listen, you guys, I can't come over, man. I got to get this stupid workout in. And once I get this dumb, you know, workout in, I take a shower and all that, then, you know, I'll see how I feel. And after that, I'll come. No. That's not how we talk to ourselves. We go, you know what? Hey, guys, I got to get my workout in. I'm so excited. Been looking forward to it all day. Let me get that in. Then I'll be more than happy when I'm done. Give you guys a call and see what you're up to. All right, cool. Peace, right? That's a better vibration. That's a better frequency. That's a better feeling. And that's how you create movement in your life. Okay, so we look at it through a different perspective. And it's important. You don't want to get to your 40s, your 50s, and beyond and not be able to move. So while you have all your faculties about you right now, okay, do it. It's important that you do. You'll be grateful that you did. You'll be thankful that you have done it. And you know what? It's important for complete clarity. Sometimes an answer will come to you when you're working out. Sometimes a feeling will come to you when you're working out. You guys, it's so important that we have that. Let's not be stagnant. Our bodies are not to be laying down in a prone position, you know, scrolling through Netflix. Like, that's not what we're here to do on our time off. And you'll find that you can do that, but after a 15-minute workout, you might not want to. You might have so much energy that you might want to go do something else. So I'm encouraging you to, again, find movement in your life, in your brain. How are you allowing your brain to grow every day? What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? Your mind, your spirit, your heart, your soul, your physical self, like all of this has to be harmonistic. It has to be, you know, all connected together. And one cannot live to its potential if the other one isn't, right? So it's kind of like having, you know, you're moved into this beautiful neighborhood and all the homes are beautiful and the gardens and the streets are nice. And you live in this cul-de-sac and everybody's got a little piece of property and it's beautiful and everybody loves each other, except you have that one neighbor that's got the barking dog 24/7. And he's also got a pet bird that just chirps all day long, right? And a car that's got a muffler that is broken. So every time they come home, you hear it. You don't want that. You want to have unity. You want to have harmony. You want to have all of these things synergistically working together to create the best life for you, right? To create the most positive environment for you to grow and thrive from. So that's what I want for you. Don't wait another day. Right now, when you get done listening to this, or put it in your phone, put it in your calendar and say, look, today I begin my movement, my new movement. Or if you already are moving, you know, maybe you're stepping it up a little bit. Maybe you're doing something different. Don't get complacent with doing the same thing. Find something else to do to keep it fresh, so it doesn't become just this thing that you're doing every day. Like, I want newness and new energy and new frequency and new to move through you. And again, we're looking at it through a different lens. And we're asking ourselves, hey, heart, hey, mind, hey, body, hey, spirit, hey, soul, hey, you that I'm looking at right now in the mirror, what is it that you want me to do that I'm going to enjoy today with regards to movement? And I want you to sit back, and I want you to listen, and I want you just to feel it. And when you feel it, I can assure you, you'll look back when you're, you know, my age, when you're 55, and some of you are older than that, you'll know what I'm talking about, but you'll look back and go, you know what, I'm glad that my residual effect has led me to this beautiful, happy, positive, healthy body, mind, and spirit. And it just took a little bit every single day. And I made myself a priority. Make yourself a priority. Honor yourself at the highest and the deepest level and squeeze it in all that busyness, right? Work your schedule around you. You are in control. You are in charge. Work it around you and watch what happens. Watch how much you start smiling more. Watch how you start feeling better. The cold, when everybody's got colds and sniffles and you're plowing right through that. Notice the clothes that are, you know, if you're trying to lose weight, notice the clothes aren't fitting you anymore and you have to go shopping and your face looks different, your hair, your nails, everything is more beautiful, more vibrant than it's ever been because you made the decision to create movement. All right, I want you to move, okay? All right, have a great, great day. Moving and discovering something new about yourself. And we'll see you on the next episode. And I got a surprise for you on the next one. Get moving. Go right now.
Thanks for playing. Feel free to share, comment, subscribe, and follow Tony for more positivity in your life.